In a way, aren't we all Spartacus?
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
TV will save us. Our one saviour, TV.
Steve, are you there?
Yes, I've locked myself in the screening room again. And what's that? I've been here since last night. What's going on?
How many hours have you done in front of a screen?
This time round.
Since this latest lockdown, I guess. When did it officially kick off? Did it kick off at the announcement last night?
He was actually just playing the role of I don't know what's going on. I've been watching movies all night. I think that's what's going on right now.
Yes, I know, but I'm just wondering when the start time was.
Thanks for trying to rescue my bit there. Much appreciated.
Yeah, sweet.
Hey, so for anyone who thinks they ran out of stuff to watch, the last time this shit all happened, I've got some good news, but that good news only applies to people who like horror movies. I know that in the previous lockdown, there are a few people who are like, you know, isn't there enough horror in the world right now? Personally, I quite like them. So it's nice to be taken out of my immediate kind of sense of whatever and give myself over to something scary. Are you guys in that same buzz? Can you throw yourself into a horror movie at the moment?
I had a dream last night and I was knee-deep in a, it was like a zombie situation. And there was like a zombie cheetah and stuff. I was scared, but I felt safe. It was real weird.
I don't think I've
seen a zombie cheetah before, so I reckon
you should
quickly write that down, write that idea down and mail it to yourself. And then as far as my legal knowledge tells me, then it's copyright. No one can ever do anything with it.
Well, this gets podcasted, so...
Well,
that was a good dream, though. Sorry, it was real weird.
Sorry, I cut you off, John.
I did a bunch of horror some years ago, but I feel like I've kind of moved on, and now I get a bit scared by them.
Yeah, now look, I kind of know what you mean there, because I used to, maybe my early 20s, was like, oh, what's the most extreme shit I can watch, man?
Yes.
And cool. Now, somehow I've accumulated, adult anxiety that kind of just, you know, bubbles away in the background there. But nevertheless, I'm super stoked that the US streaming site Shudder has just done a soft launch here in New Zealand, which means that you can subscribe and start watching things. Officially, it's not up and running. They haven't got their various apps in place yet, but you can watch stuff on your laptop and, you know, throw it to a screen or whatever.
What about, I feel like horror can be quite broad, because there's like a kind of that sloppy, bloody sort of horror, that sort of hack and smack. But would you consider like Midsummer to be a horror?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it is.
I think you might like that, John. Because it's in Sweden or whatever. You like that place.
I think John likes sun and colour.
Yeah,
and,
it's kind of like a...
You know, just things on their
There's a difference between a thriller, though, and a horror.
Yeah.
Like some sort of demon.
No, some people got to die. Some people got to die in horror. Like, you've got to have the death in there. Right? I don't know. I'm just making this up.
Yeah, probably. Or at least, like, you know, this kind of spooky implication of it. But a couple of deaths that do not go amiss. I watched the first thing via Shudder last night, which is a film called The Beach House. And that's kind of timely for right now. I mean, maybe it's a little bit too close to the bone, but it's about an infection and it's body horror and people turn kind of gross, to gross creatures. It's not going to set the world on fire, this film, but it's kind of one of those things that it never would get a cinema release here. I think even if it did get a cinema release in the US, it will definitely be on Shudder at the same time. So it's kind of this like low-ish budget indie horror that, you know, sort of like three and a half stars buzz. But very enjoyable. They've got a lot of stuff like that. And as kind of having a bit of a flick through the content, they've launched with about 120 titles, which, you know, you might not think that's a lot for a streaming service, but when it's all in one genre, there's kind of plenty there if you want to have a wade through. They do take a lot of titles straight to the platform, the same way that Netflix do. So the next one I'm going to watch, maybe tonight, actually, this is going to bring back memories. It's called Host, and it's about a seance that happens on a Zoom call. So can presume that this thing probably got made a couple of months ago.
I've never done a seance, I feel like I'm just missing out a bit.
Yeah, I've never done a seance either, actually. Should we Maybe we can try one, you know.
We should. We should do one up here at BFM.
Can you do a seance via a sort of radio conversation?
Well, they're literally talking about one via Skype, so.
maybe remote seance is the way to go. We'll see what
happens. Good come from a seance? Like, isn't it? I feel like often seances seem to go awry, but you might just have a chat with your grandma or something, or is she always going to be mad when it's a seance?
No, I think maybe there's the potential for obviously there's the potential for spirits and demons and stuff. Let's not look past that. But I mean, I don't know, a friendly ghost maybe, or just being able to bust your mate who has too heavy a finger on the. What do you call it? What do you call the thing? What's the thing?
We don't know what we're talking about, do we? We don't know what we're talking about. Classic.
Anyway, head over to shudder.com, watch some horrors. What else is good there?
I like the idea of a platform that just specifies on one thing. Like, that's kind of like...
No, totally. You know what you're going to get. Mm. It is priced at the moment at $8 a month. I reckon it's worth a look. There's a week's free trial, so you can have a bit of a squiz at it. They've got a film called Yummy that played at the recent International Film Festival. So it's kind of how current some of the stuff is. There's also a Japanese zombie comedy, One Cut of the Dead, which I've been meaning to see for ages and now can do legitimately. And another sort of recent-ish film that, again, is kind of possibly relevant now is a movie called Blood Quantum, which is yet another zombie movie, but it's a zombie movie in which an indigenous American tribe has immunity and so it's kind of got to deal with not just zombies, but, you know, people wanting to gank their immunity off them somehow.
Right. So I actually...
Couple different things there.
I don't know if this is horror, but I watched that Kristen Stewart one where she's underwater in like a deep... What's it called? Like,
but that one that's actually just called Underwater.
Yeah, right. There you go. Searching for the name. Yeah, it was all right, you know? Like, I'm always afraid when I watch those types of programs that I just can't... Like, it's just the shot a bit too dark and I can't see anything. You know what I mean? Because the lights are always flickering and whatnot.
Now, I thought that movie was going to be plops because I also read some reviews of it and... what I've learned as a movie critic is never listen to the critics.
Forge your own path.
Because I found that movie very pleasantly entertaining. Even like making a movie set underwater with some kind of monster things going on. It's all kind of dark and greeny blue tinged. And so yes, it's going to be derivative of lots of other things that you've seen before.
But
I still quite liked it.
She's obviously like, you know, they put Chucker in like. Not many clothes, quite a lot, because it's a water-based film, and she's kind of got the Sigourney Weaver vibe going on. She sort of pulls it off. Like, I'm not saying she's put like Sigourney Weaver in Aliens, but still pretty good.
Still a badass.
Someone's asking if we've seen Sorry to Bother You. Do you know that one?
Yeah, that's really, really good.
Okay,
that's really good. That I believe is on Netflix at the moment. And this is a film that kind of fell through the cracks a little bit. It's a incisive, culture-criticizing black comedy written and directed by a dude called Boots Riley. He's from a hip-hop group called The Coup.
Okay.
He's got a very bleak take on corporate America and race relations.
Okay.
Lakeith Stanfield is a call center operator. And he starts to do really well by developing his white voice while placing calls, which unlocks the keys to corporate America for him.
Right.
And this film is a fucking Molotov cocktail of let's burn the whole thing down.
Cool.
So, so good.
Okay.
Awesome. Yes.
Someone's also saying they do shrooms in Midsummer, John. Your long hair tells me you'd be into that. They do shrooms right when they get to the spot, actually.
Now, Steve,
it's good that we let a texter bring that up. So I thought it's probably not appropriate to bring that one up. Personally.
We've got great texters here at BFM. It's great.
Do you make the texter?
Yeah, no, I've got the text number on my phone. Don't worry about that.
Oh, good.
Steve Newell, have you seen Below Deck yet?
Are we still talking about horror films? Sort of.
but you know what? I think I can probably dedicate a day to this now. So
I binge-watched the whole thing the other night after sort of relaxing at John's place after a long Red Bar 7. And you don't need to watch it, man. You don't need to watch that.
Big Hungry did the whole season.
It's so clever because the way it goes is like no ads, and it's just straight into the next episode. And you're like, oh god, you go like, I was going to go pee. Oh, fuck it, I'll just stay here.
No, no, I'm into it. Those decks aren't going to swab themselves. Righto. Well, look, I'm going to just put something else on to watch and keep being a bloody couch potato.
Yeah.
I'll see you guys. Well, I'll talk to you guys next week.
Sounds fair.
See ya.
Bloody good. Bye-bye.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.
As long as the music's loud enough.